From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, January 9th. Coming up, one young man in Urbana used education to escape a violent background. Today, he wants to turn his experiences into lessons for kids. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Planned Parenthood of Illinois' Carbondale Health Center has been up and running for 2 weeks now, and staff there say they've already seen several out-of-state patients. CEO Jennifer Welsh says the goal is to serve patients coming from more politically conservative states, like Missouri and Texas. She says in addition to abortions, more and more patients are now coming for gender-affirming care.
What we learned is that before, some patients were traveling all the way from Kentucky or Tennessee or Arkansas, all the way up to Springfield and Champaign. And so we're really happy to save them hours and hours of travel.
This is Planned Parenthood's first facility in Southern Illinois. So far, they have 10 staff members and are hoping to employ 15 people total. There is hardly any ice on Lake Michigan. Less than a fraction of 1% is currently covering the lake. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
This is true for all of the Great Lakes. On average, and during this time of the year, about 10% of the lakes have some kind of ice cover. Richard Rood with the Great Lakes Integrated Sciences and Assessment Center says it's getting harder and harder for the lakes to reach those historical records.
The lakes are coming into the winter being warm, and then the air temperature was warmer than it used to be. And therefore, it's very hard to imagine the lakes catching up.
A warmer lake with less ice could mean more shoreline erosion, and that could also impact species that live in the water. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Researchers at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign say the use of Tylenol during pregnancy can cause language delays in children. Anna Savchenko has more.
Acetaminophen is considered the safest pain reliever available to pregnant women over the counter, but a U of I study has found that the drug can result in children learning fewer words. Here's researcher Susan Schantz.
Higher acetaminophen use during pregnancy, especially during the third trimester of pregnancy, was associated with poorer language skills, specifically smaller vocabulary and shorter sentences in children at 2 years of age.
As there are no safer alternative to acetaminophen, Shantz advises expecting mothers to use the drug with caution. On the Savchenko, WBEZ News.
Still to come, one young man in Urbana used education to escape a violent childhood. Today, he wants to turn his experiences into lessons for kids. That story is next on 217 Today.
Season 4 of All Creatures Great and Small for Masterpiece picks up in 1940 as Europe is engulfed in war. With Tristan on military duty, Siegfried and James enlist extra hands to help manage the practice. James contemplates his future as he grapples with the uncertainty of potentially being called into service. Members can binge all 7 new episodes and catch up on previous seasons now with WILL Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Shamar Betts is a young man who had a difficult upbringing. He witnessed horrific violence as a child. Years later, he spent time in prison for inciting a riot in Champaign in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. Today, Shamar is 23 and lives in Urbana, and he's committed to turning his life around. Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb reports he hopes to be a positive role model for young people today. And a note to listeners, this story contains descriptions of violence.
When Shamar Betts was a kid, he says his mom worked hard to shelter him. She wouldn't let him hang out with the neighborhood kids or go to the store or to the park alone. She signed him up for activities like chess and band. Shamar says his mother was his best friend. But his mom's life was cut short. She died of a heart attack when Shamar was just 12. They were driving in a car together at the time.
When we approached the red light, she, like, put it in park. She knew. And she was, like, holding on me and just saying, like, she loved me and stuff. Call the police. Call the ambulance.
he doesn't remember much from that time other than feeling really depressed. Without his mom, Shamar says he quickly learned why she'd tried to shelter him. He was walking out of a corner store with a friend one day, and a car sped past. A passenger pulled out a gun and shot into a small crowd of people across the street. He says he watched as 5 or 6 people fell to the ground while the others ran or crawled away.
At that time, like, the way it looked, it just seemed like a movie.
Shamar started hanging out with more kids from his neighborhood. He'd watch as they threw rocks at cars and shot Roman candle fireworks at one another. His mom's voice in his head made him want to stay out of trouble. He also realized he had the power to make better decisions.
I have a choice to pick and do what I want and not just survive.
At the end of 7th grade, Shamar and his sister moved to Mississippi to live with their grandmother and aunt. But Shamar struggled to get along with his aunt, and he no longer felt challenged in school. So he moved to Urbana to finish high school. Shamar graduated and got jobs with the Urbana Park District and the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. He was excited to start college in the fall of 2020. But in May of that year, Shamar, who was 19 at the time, made a decision that would change his life. News of George Floyd being killed by a white police officer in Minneapolis had started to spread. Shamar watched the viral video footage of the killing and was immediately enraged.
My first instinct, selfishly, I guess, was just thinking as a black man, how easy that could have been me, how easy it could have been one of my loved ones.
Shamar attended a peaceful protest in Champaign-Urbana a few days later, but didn't think it had much impact. When his brother in Chicago sent him pictures and videos of riots there, Shamar got an idea. A riot would be more impactful than a peaceful protest. Shamar created a flyer the next day, which contained a photo of a cop car on fire and the words "Riot at Marketplace Mall." He posted it to Facebook and said it received hundreds of shares. He says he got to the mall, gave the A-OK to the crowd, and they began vandalizing and looting stores. Police arrested Shamar a few days later. Sitting in court, he says he realized what he'd done.
After sitting in jail and listening to them bash me so much in court, I realized the wrongness. I realized what I did wrong completely. I realized what I could have did better.
He'd spend the next year in jail, followed by almost 2 years in federal prison. Shamar says he used the time to work on self-improvement and make plans to get his life back on track. He's grateful that 2 months after he got out on probation, he received a call from a man named Tracy Dace. He's the founder and CEO of the local nonprofit Dream, which provides mentorship to young people. Dace says one of Shamar's mentors reached out to him while Shamar was transitioning out of prison. Dace says he saw it as a sign.
I'm a person of faith, and I was like, well, maybe God is trying to tell me something, right, that I need to connect with this young man. And so I'm very happy I did. He's a very intelligent young man, and I've enjoyed working with him.
Dace gave Shamar a job at Dream, where he helped drive kids to and from the after-school program. This year, he's stepping into a new role as an achievement coach, working with 4th and 5th graders. Shamar says he looks up to Dace.
He's actually a big role model to me. He's very involved with the community, very aware of the things that's going on, and actually wants to make a change.
Today, Shamar says he's focused on his goals. He wants to study psychology and become a guidance counselor to mentor kids who grew up in similar situations as he did.
Just try to show them the things that I learned or could have learned, like things that I wish I did differently, and help them stay focused, give them an opportunity, kind of like Mr. Tracy do, to pull them out the streets and clear their minds in different ways.
Shamar says he regrets the harm caused by the riot. But overall, he says he wouldn't change anything about his life.
I don't want to do a replay. I don't want to really change things because each of those situations helped make me who I am, led me to some route that led to another.
I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be cloudy with rain likely, possibly mixing with snow at times, and a high of 40 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco, Anna Savchenko, and Madison Holcomb. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.